Thank you, Brad.
Good afternoon. I'm Jean Lebey. I'm the Executive Vice President for Safety, Security and Protection Services. When we met in May 2006, I shared with you our willingness to invest for growth, and I shared with you also my commitment to grow this business at a rate of 8% or faster. So what I would like to do this afternoon is to update you on the progresses that we reach regarding our results, but also share with you what are our businesses, our markets, what is the vision of the future that we have, and what are the key strategies that we are implementing in order to achieve our vision. So let's start, first of all, with the results. As you can see on this chart, we were able to accelerate our growth in 2006, since we grew the business at a rate of 13.7% with acquisition. Without acquisition, we grew this business at a rate of 10%. And what is encouraging is that we were able to keep the momentum during the first half of 2006. Last year, we did not have a very good leverage on our bottom line because we were impacted by the slowdown of the construction market, mainly for our industrial mineral roofing division. But we are back at the end of the first half of the year, this year, at a better level of leverage of the bottom line. And you can see that we have a good geographic portfolio, well balanced, since international represents 60% of our business. We play on three large markets, which are growing quite fast. If we look at the safety market is growing at a rate of 6%. On this market, we are the leader with respirators, and our main strategy is to broaden our portfolio of solutions. The security market, which is also a sizable market, is growing at a rate of 9%. And on this market, we offer solutions such as secure materials, e-passport, or readers. And finally, we are dealing on the protection market, which is growing at a rate of 5%. And on this market, we provide solutions for cleaning, hygiene, or pipe corrosion protection, for example. The way we are organized, and what I would like to highlight on this chart, is that I do believe that the growth on those markets is a sustainable growth. Because when you think about the safety market, for example, regulatory regulations are more and more important, and governments in emerging countries are more and more aware of the importance of protecting the people at work. So the safety market, I think, will continue to grow in the future at this rate of 6%. The security market, for sure, with all of the issues that we are facing with terrorism and the need for more sophisticated solutions, which are more expensive, the security market will remain at a good growth of 9%. And the same on the protection market, the need for hygiene will not go down, so the 5% market growth is sustainable. So we are playing on big market, large market, which are growing quite fast. And the way we are organized in order to capture those growth opportunities is with 5 divisions, and on this slide I put some picture to describe a little bit the type of products that we sell in those divisions, and also I highlighted the type of range of growth that we can expect for each of those divisions in the coming years. So you can see that we are expecting quite a solid growth across all of those divisions. And in addition to those 5 divisions, we have in our business 2 EBO, Emerging Business Opportunities, which are completely different in their approach, but I will highlight them in more details later on in my presentation. What I would like to do now is to share with you what is a dream that we are having. I am absolutely convinced that the dream that we have, which is a $10 billion business, is achievable if we implement well our strategies, because those markets are growing quite fast. So let's go a little bit. Let's have a deeper dive in each of those markets. When you look at our safety market, we are the leader on a worldwide basis in the respiratory market segment, as well as in the visibility market. So we are global leaders on those two markets. We are playing here on those markets, the hearing market and the head, eye, and face market, but we want to become stronger player. We will become stronger player on those two markets thanks to two strategies. One will be organic growth and the development of our new products. The other one will be through acquisition. We don't participate on the full market for the time being, but we will participate in the future on this market. Regarding the hand, foot, and body protection market, the situation is different. Those markets are different from one country to another country. What we are doing is that we give the autonomy to the subsidiaries to strike local deals in order to develop the right type of portfolio which is required in their countries. That's the type of dreams that we are having on the safety market. If we accomplish such a dream, we will become a global player and a global leader, and we will become the safety company. If we move now to the security market, we are providing solutions and secure material issuance system and authentication system, and we want to strengthen our portfolio of solutions on this market. We are mainly focusing today on the border control, but there are some emerging markets which are quite interesting for us and which will grow quite fast in the coming years. And we want to penetrate those markets in order to benefit from this type of adjacent growth. In the protection market, we will accomplish our dream through different ways, and that will be mainly by leveraging our 3M technologies and by our ability to combine different types of 3M technologies in order to create new solutions for our customers, which will differentiate us from our competitors. And I will share with you a few examples later on. So let's move now to the way we are driving our business in order to build our future. We are articulating our growth strategies around the corporate strategies, and I would like to start with the strategy that we are implementing in order to grow the core and start first with new products. Before the creation of SSNPS in 2003, we did not really understand what was the size of the opportunity of those markets. So we were not investing enough in R&D in order to create new products. And look at what was the ratio of sales coming from our new products from less than 5 years, quite embarrassing, 12%. So since the creation of SSNPS and our focus on market and not anymore on products, we have been able to accelerate the weight of the ratio of sales coming from products in less than 5 years. We are at 19%, which is not good enough, but with the flow of new products that we are introducing and all of the things that we have in our hopper, I do believe that we will accelerate this weight in the coming years. And what I would like to do now is to share with you some of the exciting new products that we are introducing right now. The first one is a nuclear, biological, and chemical protection equipment, which was the first supported by the NIOSH and approved system when we introduced it. Very important product for the first responder, helping them to protect them, and also you can have some communication equipment within this protection. So something which is really appreciated by the first responder and which is adding quite a lot of value to our customers. Another type of product is those elastomeric face piece respirator, the 7700 series that we introduced. The products that we were selling in the past in Asia Pacific did not really fit with the faces in Asia Pacific market because they are different than the faces that we have in US or Western Europe. And our local team told us that our customers were not so pleased with that, and that was important to adjust our product line, and we were able to design a new product line with the help of our local laboratories, and we are absolutely convinced that we'll be very successful with this new line of products which really fit the Asia-Pacific market requirements. Another different type of new products that we are introducing, you know that we have quite a franchise in the maintenance-free respirator market. And we are having very strong position on the upper part of the pyramid. And George explained us before the type of issues that we are facing, and this one will be a good illustration. After the SARS and avian flu issues that we faced a few years ago, a lot of competitors pop up on the market, most of them coming from China. In fact, we identified 68 new competitors on this market. And of course, they are playing on the unapproved market where we don't play. But they are coming from this unapproved market to the entry level. And if we let them gain some critical mass, what will happen? They will come to the mid-range and they will attack us. So what we have done and what we are doing is that we are developing new products which are low-cost, good-quality products which allow us to play on the entry-level market and to compete in a successful way with our new competitors in order for us to be able to play on this part of the pyramid and to defend our position. Of course, we cannot just do that. If we just do that, that would not be good enough. What we have to do is to continue to introduce new high-tech products on the upper part of the pyramid in order to always add some new performances to our products and maintain our position on the upper part of the pyramid. So it's another type of strategy that we are implementing in order to defend our franchise. Another new product that we have introduced is the Speedglass SL. This new product is for the protection of the welders, and it has the capability to protect their eyes in a nanosecond. It switch on, switch off. As soon as you start the welding job, you get the eye protection. But what we did in addition with this product is that we developed a completely new design with an ultra-light weight, because comfort is very important. Very often, the welders are working in a very difficult environment, very difficult situations, and if you want to have a good productivity, you have also to take care of their comfort. So we have developed this new product, which is quite successful when we introduce it. And George highlighted this new product, completely different arena, our window film, which has been extremely successful. We introduced it at the beginning of the year. This product is having amazing performance. You can completely avoid the fading of your furniture due to the sun. You can also reduce the consumption and the utilization of your air conditioning system, because you can stop a lot of the heat coming from the windows. It's completely invisible, and it's something which is very well received. And we are a little bit lucky. We are lucky because once, at the same time that we are introducing this new product, we will leverage the creation of the Clinton Foundation. You know that the Clinton Foundation has just been launched a couple of months ago, and the main intent of the Clinton Foundation is to facilitate the reduction of energy consumption in the 40 largest cities of the world. And that's the type of things which is all about retrofitting of existing business. And with our international platform and all of the teams that we have all around the world, we are in the best seat to capture such an opportunity. In addition to those things, what I would like to highlight is really one of the things where 3M is at its best, which is when we combine different technologies. And in this case, what we did was to take our window film technology, the Prestige film, and we added some nanotechnology to this window film. And I will share the best way for me to illustrate the performance of this product is to show you a video. And you will see on this video, the screen will be split in two parts. You will see on the left part of the screen a window which is not protected with our film. On the right part of the screen, you will see a window which is protected by our film. And the bomb will blast outside of the building. And you will see what happened in the building. So let's see if the video will work. Yes. So here you have the window which is not protected. And the bomb will blast, and you can see the glass, all of the pieces which are moving in the room, while here you can see that the window, of course the glass is broken, but the glass will remain on the film. So if you are in the room, you are not injured by the piece of glass which will fly in the room due to the impact of the blast of the bomb. So that is something which is extremely important. and which will apply in all of the buildings which could be at risk of terrorism, but also in the cities where you can have some severe weather conditions. For example, Florida with hurricane, when there is a lot of wind, the wind can blow things in your window. If you have this type of film, you are protected. So it's also another good growth opportunity for us. We move now to something which is completely different, but it is showing what we can do when we are having a great intimacy with customers. And here we are speaking about drive-through restaurants, and we have quite a lot of relationship with them because we provide a lot of cleaning solutions for them. And one of the pains that we identified with them was the fact that when you are in a drive-through restaurant, there is a lot of defects, a lot of issues with the communication when the customer having their order. So a lot of defects, quite a low productivity. And we have developed a new solution, and you will be able, when you will go downstairs, you will have a demonstration on this product, and you will see the type of improvements that we can bring with this new product. Still in the protection market, you know that we are in the roofing granule business. What we have developed is a new type of coating which is increasing the reflection of infrared from the sun. So the benefit of this type of new coating on our granules is that you reduce the consumption of energy in your house because a lot of the heat of the roof, in fact, is coming to the house, so you reduce the consumption of energy. And what is important is that we have been able to get this type of performance even with dark colors, which is something which is not easy to do. It's not only with white color, which are reflecting more of the infrared, but also with dark color. So another solution, another technology, which will help us to grow faster. So one of the things that I shared with you also in May 2006 is the fact that we were losing some growth opportunities because we did not have enough capacity. So we did some investment. We built a new plant in Korea in less than 11 months in order to serve the Asia-Pacific market for our respirators. We also had a lot of capacity in Canada for our corrosion protection products, because there is quite a demand from the Alberta province or from Alaska for oil pipe protection. And we are building also a new plant. In fact, we are running the first experiment right now in Russia for corrosion protection, and we will do also some converting activities for our respirators. So we are investing, and we invested in order to add capacity, and we continue to invest. For example, for our Scotch-Brite floor pad maker, we will put a new one in China in order to answer the need of the Asia-Pacific region, which is growing quite fast. Also, some window film capacity in China, and we will add also additional capacity in India for corrosion protection. So a lot of investment to support the growth of those businesses outside of the U.S. And you will notice at the same time that all of those investments which are done outside of the U.S. are done in countries which are having a low tax rate. So that will help us to achieve the goal mentioned by George before. So that was for how we are driving the execution on the first strategy. I would like to move to the second strategy, which is what are the acquisitions that we did in order to penetrate adjacent markets. We did 8 acquisitions in the last 16 months. And those 8 acquisitions, we expect that they will deliver over $300 million in 2008. And I would like to share a few of them, in fact, one in security and one in the protection market. You recognize this gentleman? It's not by chance if we acquire Security Printed Limited System in the UK. No, it's not only because George is from the UK, but it is because this company is producing today the most advanced and the most sophisticated e-passport in the world. So we acquire the fantastic manufacturing capabilities. They have capability also for ID cards. So thanks to this acquisition, we become a big player, a key player on the security market. But in addition to this acquisition, we did another acquisition, which is Rochefort Thompson, and we were already quite a significant player in the border control with passport readers, and this acquisition made by Rochefort Thompson gave us additional additional capabilities for the border control, but also gave us access to a new portfolio which is designed to penetrate this type of adjacent market. So that reinforced our position on the traditional border control market, but gave us access also to this type of market, which are quite interesting for the future. So when you think about the portfolio solutions that we built, we have secure materials, we have e-passports, and we have readers. And when you look at this slide depicts all of the countries where we are selling one of our products. So you can see that we are all around the world, either with a passport, with a secure material, or some of our reader equipment. So we are already a player in the security market, and our ambition is to become even more relevant to all of the governments in the near future. So that was one of the acquisitions that I wanted to illustrate on the security market. Now I move to the protection market with the Ewood acquisition. You know that we are quite a leader in the protection for corrosion of the oil and gas pipes. And one market which is very adjacent to these oil and gas pipes is the water market. Big market all over the world. And what is very interesting is that a lot of the pipes in our countries were built years ago. And in fact, they are coming at the end of their life cycle. And one of the issue with those pipes is that when you have to change the pipe in Boston, in New York, or in Paris, you have to stop the traffic of the street, you have to open the street, remove the pipe, and put a new one, which is extremely expensive and creates a lot of noise and issues for all of the citizens. And associated with that, you can see the type of leaks and waste of water that we have today. So it's not only a big cost, but it's also an environmental issue. So we acquired a company in the U.K., Ewood. And here is where you want to be. You want to have a pipe which is clean and which allows an easy move of the water. And here is where you are. That's the pipe today in London, in Boston, in Paris. You can see the level of rust that they have. So what we do is that you clean the pipe, and thanks to a robot, you spray a new pipe within the old pipe. And you rebuild, in fact, a new pipe, a rehabilitated pipe, which will have a life cycle and duration of 75 years. So it's what is described here. It's a trenchless approach. So you do a hole, you move the robot 150 meters, you clean the pipe, and you put a new one, you spray a new one. So what I would like to do is to show you a video, which is quite interesting. The first part of the video will be showing how we clean the pipe, and the second part of the video will be how we spray the new pipe. So first, the cleaning process. So we move the robot within the pipe. You can see what it is. So you really scratch, and you remove all of the rust, and you can see what is coming from the pipe. And believe it or not, but we drink the water coming from this type of pipe. So you understand why in France we are drinking champagne. And now the cutting process. So you move a robot, and the robot is spraying the system, and you will see the white, you will see it right at the end of this process. You can see the new pipe that we are building within the old one. So with those three examples, SPSL, ARTI, and Ewood, I tried to show you how we are leveraging our acquisition in order to penetrate adjacent market and to become more relevant to our customers. What I would like to do now is to move to our sales strategies and how we are leveraging our international platform in order to accelerate our growth. First of all, you can see on this slide the type of results that we have achieved in 2006. We could not have achieved those results without a great alignment regarding the global strategies. So we have a wonderful alignment on our global strategy, and at the same time, our team in the subsidiaries are empowered to tailor those global strategies and make sure that they will match with their local needs, because the needs in Brazil are different than the one in China, for example. That's something which is very important, and we are investing We were established in those countries since many, many years, but on top of that, we are investing more and more. And for example, if you look at the period 2004 to 2007, we doubled the size of our sales reps and marketers organization in those countries, in the BRICP countries. So we were already established there, but we are increasing our investment in order to capture the growth opportunities. And one of the things that we are doing in order to grow in our international platform is to improve our supply chain. And that is what was our supply chain for our respirators, with two plants in the US and one plant in the UK. Very far from Asia Pacific, very low service, a lot of cost, a lot of inventory, and so that was not good. So we put a new plant, and you can see now how clean and lean is our supply chain. So lower inventory, lower cost, better service to our customers. We did the same thing for our corrosion protection business. In the past, we had a plant in the US and a plant in Italy. And now we have added a plant in China, we are adding a plant in India, we are adding a plant in Russia, soon we will be in Brazil. So we are really investing in order to reduce the supply chain and to be closer to our customers. One of the things that we are doing also is that we are leveraging our local labs. And you can see a solution developed, for example, by our team in Brazil. They have designed a new secure tapes in order to prevent the counterfeiting of agricultural products, which was a big issue in Brazil. In China, they developed a new matting solution, which is sold now all over the world. And in Japan, they designed a new decorative film for interior. So really the good thing is that those new products are coming in addition to all of the new products developed in the US. So that will accelerate our growth and that will strengthen our organic growth in the future. And now I would like to move to the last strategy and what we are doing with our emerging business opportunities. The first one is the track and trace, EBO. And we are absolutely convinced that in the future, a lot of people and the goods will be track and trace. And when you want to track and trace something, you have to be able to answer to those three questions. Who am I? And in order to answer to this question, you use this type of technology, RFID technologies. Where am I? And you use GPS, a real-time location system within a building. And how am I? You do that with sensors in order to know in which environment you work. So we are having some technologies in the RFID. We took a participation, some equity, in RTLS, in a company named ECAO in Finland, and we have acquired a sensor company in our safety division, which is an Aerion product line. And we are building some software in order to optimize all of the information that we get. What I would like to do is to illustrate with one example what we have been able to accomplish with the Mayo Clinic. What we did with the Mayo Clinic is that we developed a solution in order to track and trace specimens. Because when you have an issue with specimens, when you don't match an hospital, an average hospital, will have an issue with 2% of the specimen. 2% of the specimens, they will have some issue. So it could be a minor issue, just a spelling of the name, which is okay. But it could be also an issue that you have a mismatch between the specimen and the patient, which means that you have the wrong diagnosis, and in some cases, we saw that in the news recently, you can have a wrong mastectomy, which is really a drama. So what we do, the type of solution that we provide, is that we put on the specimen an RFID tag, we equip the hospital with readers, and we design a software which allows you to track and trace right from the beginning the specimen and make sure that the specimen is always associated with the right patient. So from a safety perspective, it's big. Really, it addresses a lot of the issues faced by the hospital. And from a productivity perspective, you can always know where are the samples in an hospital. So it's both safety and productivity, something which is very significant. Another type of thing that you can do with this track and trace approach is to track and trace things. And I would like to illustrate it. Here you have an hospital. Imagine that it's an hospital, the map of an hospital. You want to know where are your infusion pumps because you have to fix them or you have some urgent need. So what you will be able to do, thanks to an RFID tag which will be put on each of them and a real-time location system, which is like for when you use your laptop in a, with a Wi-Fi system, you will have some equipment which will read the active RFID tags. They will read the signal sent by the tag, and they will be able to triangulate this information, like with the GPS, and they will know if the tag is in this part of the room, closer to this system than to this system or this system, and you are able to locate the thing. So when you will click on the infusion pump, you will get the information. You will know where are the infusion pump. If you want to know where are the crash cart, you will be able to identify where are the crash cart. If you want to know where are the, for example, the physicians, you will be able to know where are the physicians in the hospital. If you want to know where was Mrs. Smith, you will know where Mrs. Smith was in the hospital. And that is something which is quite important, because if Mrs. Smith is having a contagious disease, it's very important to know where she was in the hospital and with whom she was in touch. So if the nurses and the doctors are equipped with the same type of RFID tags and you have this system, you will know who meet whom. And you will be able to start the treatment in order to fix the disease with the right person first. So you will be able to stop the propagation of the disease. So that's something which is big, very big. One of the things that we will be able to do also with this new type of solution will be to prevent, for example, the kidnapping of the baby. You know that recently an issue occurred in the US. With this system, as soon as the baby will arrive close to the stairs or close to a lift, and the system will read, the reader of the RFID tag will be able to read the tag. As soon as the baby will go without the right additional tag and without the right person, the door will close and he will not be able to exit the hospital. The alarm will ring and the staff will be aware that there is an issue at this level. So we can develop a lot of new solutions which will help safety and security and productivity in an hospital. It's big. It's big. It will apply to hospitals, but it will apply also in mining, where in mining, in nuclear power plants, everywhere the life of people is at risk due to some environment, or you can have some safety issues. So we do believe that it is a big opportunity for us in the coming years. What I would like to do now is to move to our second EBO, which is the mining EBO, and in this case it is a completely different approach. What we are trying to do is to act as one, with one voice, with our customers. And we take all of the 3M technologies in order to answer the specific needs on this mining market. And for example, something which was a big issue which was not addressed in the past was the dust. The dust due to the trucks, or the dust coming from the train when they are moving. Because a lot of the materials here could contain some lead or some asbestos. And when a train is going into a city, that could harm the health of the people. So what we did is to develop a new chemical solution which is preventing the propagation of the dust in the cities, for example. So that's something which is very, working very, very well. The mining market is a big market which is booming. There's quite a demand around the world, and we have teams all over the world, in Chile, in China, everywhere where there is a mine, there is a team with the right knowledge in order to benefit from those opportunities. And we are developing new solutions, visibility solutions, and also this type of lamp, very light lamp, equipped with an RFID tag. So when a miner will go underground, you will be able to track and trace where is the miner and make sure that you can protect him, and if there is an issue, you can rescue him. So a lot of things associated with track and trace and the markets on which we are working. So very exciting, exciting type of solution that we have developed. So in summary, what I would like to share with you is the fact that I think that we have identified what are the strategies that we have to drive and to execute in order to accomplish our dream. We have a big dream, but our markets are growing fast. We have wonderful technologies. We have a wonderful international platform. So I think that we are moving in the right direction in order to materialize this dream. Thank you for your attention. Before to move to the panel session, I would like to remind you that downstairs, you will have the booth and you will see a lot of examples of our new product, new solutions, and our team are ready to welcome all of your questions. Thank you for your attention.